Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
An Illinois Democrat will become the first woman to give birth while serving in the Senate. Senator Tammy Duckworth saying she and her husband are expecting their second child in April. The Illinois Democrat is just over 6 months pregnant right now. She says after multiple IVF cycles and a miscarriage, she's very grateful to be pregnant. Neil Diamond's wife says thousands of fans have been donating their refunded tour ticket dollars to Parkinson's Research and other charities after Diamond announced his retirement from touring this week because he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The legendary singer-songwriter himself responding to the news of his fans' generosity, thanking them on Twitter for their outpouring of love and support. Disney employees are the latest to be scoring some perks thanks to tax reform, as we hear from USA Radio's Rachel Marie.
Some 125,000 Disney employees will be seeing a one-time cash bonus of $1,000 thanks to new tax reform. According to Disney Corp CEO Bob Iger, another initiative will include a $50 million investment into an education program for employees. The happiest place in the world joins Boeing, AT&T, Wells Fargo, Comcast, Bank of America, and Walmart, among others, in bonuses to employees. Disney's education initiative will be available to nearly 88,000 hourly employees in the U.S.
Again, that's USA Radio's Rachel Marie. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. I'm here with Happy to Help, and we're going to do a quick weather update. Today it's going to be a high of 40, so it's cooling down a little bit. Tonight, low of 22 and partly cloudy. Becoming sunny tomorrow and Thursday with a high of 36, so still a little bit colder than what we've had these last few days. Friday looks like a sunny and a high of 39, so getting a little bit warmer. And all the way to Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny and just another few degrees warmer up to 51. My name again is Nicole Smith, and this is the show called Happy to Help. It's dedicated to sharing stories about people helping people. I'm a lifelong volunteer, and our show highlights people who are active participants in the realm of social responsibility. We talk with people who choose to devote their time, talent, and resources to helping others with the intent of inspiring all of you listeners out there to discover your purpose in the philanthropic space. So today I'm here with Tara Faquire.
That's
okay. Faquire from the Girl Scouts of Hearts of New Jersey. Yes. So welcome.
Thank you.
And why don't we just start with you telling us a little bit about how long you've been with Girl Scouts and what your role. Your title is the Senior Manager of Mission Delivery and Retail. So explain that.
Sure. Yeah, that's a mouthful of a title. So I'm Tara Faquire. I'm with Girl Scouts Heart of New Jersey. I've been with our council now for about 2 years. I'm technically 2 years in March, so I'm really excited to celebrate that anniversary. And what mission delivery is, we're really the department that carries our mission forward. So we oversee membership, the recruitment and the support aspects of our new members and our volunteers, but also the actual girl delivery, the programming that the girls experience within Girl Scouts. So that really sums up mission delivery. So I am overseeing areas of that department, specifically in membership, which is recruitment and support. And then I oversee our retail division. We have retail locations at all three service centers, and I have a lot of fun with the retail stores, and it's a great time to get to interact with our volunteers. And when the girls come in, they're so excited. So it's a really great, fun job.
Yes, and you mentioned the three service centers. So explain to people Girl Scout Hearts of New Jersey and what regional area that encompasses.
Sure. So we actually cover quite a large area. We serve over 17,000 girls and have an adult membership of over 10,000. So we serve, almost 28,000 people. We are a council staff count of about 50, and we have three service centers. So we have a service center in North Branch, one in Westfield, and in Montclair as well. And those are really just a fancy name for our offices and our retail stores. and we dedicate our time to serving the areas, the counties of Union, Hudson, Essex, Somerset, and Hunterdon as well. So we're one of four councils in New Jersey. So think of our council as the council that runs along kind of I-78.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Great. And were you a Girl Scout growing up or no?
I was for a couple years.
Yeah.
But I am one of the people that did go into sports and kind of left Girl Scouts behind. But now working in Girl Scouts, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, these girls are doing amazing things. And perhaps I should have kept Girl Scouting in my life. But now I'm back and I'm here to help and here to carry our mission forward.
Yeah, I think it's such an iconic organization. And I was not a Girl Scout growing up because we had campfire girls in my school, not Girl Scouts, but which is fine. I was in it for a couple years, but I wanted to get my daughter into it, so she went from Daisy all the way to Gold Award. Yes. So I was excited to take that journey with her and get to experience that. Can you tell us a little bit? Now, a lot of people don't realize what the Gold Award is. Can you tell them about what the Gold Award entails?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I know that a lot of our population and probably your listeners as well, they know a lot about the Eagle Scout, and the Eagle Scout is publicized and within the Boy Scouts organization. But the Gold Award is our highest award. It is an award that a girl has to go for single-handedly. And when she goes for that award, it has to be a project that makes an impact on her community, but also has a sustainability factor to it. So some of the projects that these girls do, it really amazes me. I think about maybe what I was doing at 17 and 18 and thinking, my gosh, these girls are so advanced and they're making such a huge impact in their world and the world for those around them. The Gold Award is something that, like I said, it's our most prestigious award, but it is highly recognized by colleges and universities and the workforce. So I tell girls all the time, if you can stay in Girl Scouts and you continue to find some passion in Girl Scouts and you can commit to earning your Gold Award, it will really change your life. And I can't speak highly enough about it, because the work that the girls do is just truly amazing.
Right. And it's 80 hours of work and personal work devoted to this sustainable project.
And it's not just the project hours. It's the relationships that those girls are building within the community. So if there's a project that takes place on community property or something that involves other people, those girls have to build those relationships with those leaders and those business owners in order to make her project successful. So it's not just the outcome of the project that's important. It's the network she's building in order to achieve those goals. So it's truly amazing the work that they're doing.
Yes, and the interaction, because if you're approaching a business owner, they might say, no, I'm too busy or I'm not making time for this. So they learn about life and about interactions, and people aren't always welcoming. And, I mean, that builds character.
Absolutely.
And builds resilience. The other thing I want to mention that was somewhat surprising, so my daughter went from Daisies all the way to Gold, but there have been countless Girl Scouts who entered Girl Scouts as in middle school or even in high school and went on to do their Gold. So it's not, if you didn't start as a Daisy, that doesn't mean you can't join at any time.
Absolutely. It is never too late to join as a Girl Scout. We are an inclusive organization, and our the actual skills and programs and being in a troop runs from kindergarten through 12th grade. So you can join at any time, and we welcome you, and we welcome the experience that you bring to Girl Scouts. It is really for everybody. There's a little bit of something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And to your point, you don't have to start as a Daisy to earn your gold award. And there's other levels of awards, too. We have our bronze and silver awards for the younger scouts. If you could start as a Daisy and stay through 12th grade, that's amazing, and we welcome that. But if you're interested now, or you have a daughter who's interested and she's in 4th or 5th grade, it is not too late. Get her involved. It's mm-hmm. another opportunity for her to meet new people and learn new skills. Our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place, and every girl can benefit from that. So get her involved. We're excited to have as many members as we can possibly support, and we have some great growth initiatives, and it's a really fun organization too. I know we're talking about the projects and the work that goes into it, but the simple aspects of just making new friends is really exciting.
Yeah, and working on a project together. Mm-hmm. And I know people always talk about the badges, or they were called triads and different things, but I noticed there's a significant STEM initiative. They've got robotics badges. So do you know some more specifics about that?
Yeah, actually, I'm really excited to talk about the work that we're doing for our STEM initiative. So we actually recently partnered with Kane University.
Oh.
And beyond the amazing STEM programming that we do, that girls can experience now, we really want to try to bring STEM to girls who maybe can't get to us. So, as I mentioned before, we serve a large community, and some of the areas we serve, like Newark, Jersey City, Irvington, Elizabeth, there's a lot of people who rely heavily on public transportation. So they can't always get to our service centers or to wherever we're doing a program to experience STEM. So with our partnership with Kane University, what we're trying to do is to work with them to create a mobile unit where we can go into the communities where these girls live and bring STEM right to them. So we are super, super excited about our STEM programming. We have some long-term goals, but really it's about how can we bring STEM to these girls who otherwise may not have the opportunity to experience it. And we understand that STEM is in the curriculum of the schools, but we're bringing STEM in a really fun, really interactive, cool way, and we're excited for these girls to, you know, one day see a STEM mobile bus mini cabin pull up to their school and be able to experience STEM from the moment this mobile vehicle pulls up and have a really cool experience right in their backyard.
That's incredible. So is it just this tricked out, souped up, high-tech van or something? Or?
Well, we have some ideas.
Okay.
But that's really why we're referring to Kane as the experts there. We're actually working with their architecture department.
Nice.
And we have some students there who are going to be drawing some proposals for us that we will really get the girls involved in seeing which works best. And we want this to be a program and an opportunity for girls and, of course, you know, staff members to get involved in what our mobile unit should look like. But we know that this is a way that we can get to those girls who can't always get to us. And there are girls who transportation is not a barrier, but we can still come to them. So we're bringing our STEM show on the road, and we're really excited about that.
Wow. Are there other councils around the country that already have a mobile unit like this?
There are a few others that have a mobile unit. Some of the mobile units we have seen are really units that carry the programming materials to the schools, let's say.
Okay.
But what we're trying to do a little bit differently with our mobile unit is that this will be an interactive space. So
that's cool.
That's an area for girls to just come in and do the experiment or do the program right there.
Okay, great. Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Tara.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back with Tara Fakwire from Girl Scouts Hearts of New Jersey. And we were talking about the STEM vehicle that they've got in the planning phases right now, planning stages. And we, before the break, we talked, or earlier, we talked about some other great initiatives that I had no idea that were going on. And one of them's called Troop 6000.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what Troop 6000 is?
Yes, I am so excited about a lot of the things we're doing, but specifically Troop 6000. And many of you may have heard about Troop 6000. It's gained a lot of publicity, I would say, over the past year. It was actually started in New York City, and it is a troop specifically for girls who are homeless. And most recently, I think it was just before the holidays, Jimmy Fallon donated $50,000
wow.
to Troop 6000. So we are excited about the publicity it's getting, and that wasn't our specific Troop 6000. But the core program is what really excites us. And this is, like I said, it's a troop for girls who are homeless. And at what we know about girls who are living in homeless shelters is that their living environment, it's unstable. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of comfort that they have knowing what's going to happen in their day-to-day lives. But what we're able to offer with Troop 6000 is some consistency in that otherwise unstable world. This is an experience for them to be part of our movement and be part of a really great girl-led organization. Troop 6000 would take place in their shelter, and it
wow.
is something that they will learn their skills just like any other Girl Scout. So they are really part of this, like I said, this giant movement, and they're gaining the skills and the knowledge and being part of the Girl Scout leadership experience. So it offers a lot of consistency for them and really allowing them to feel a sense of home.
Mm-hmm.
And a sense of
purpose,
belonging,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
And what's really great about this program is, although it's for the girls, we welcome the mothers in the shelter or whoever their caregiver is in the shelter to be part of this troop. So we know that any time an adult and their girl can bond, so their mother and mother-daughter, grandmother-daughter, or grandchild, rather, this allows for a bonding opportunity so they can all be part of this great program. And these girls will do things just as other Girl Scouts do, but they're in a safe environment. They're with girls who understand what they're experiencing, so it offers them just a place of safety, but fun and excitement, and mm-hmm. something that they can really go home every day, or go back to their shelter, rather, and feel excited to mm-hmm. belong to. So we're really excited about this program. We are piloting this program in Newark.
Okay.
We've identified some shelters there that we think would be a great starting off point for us. But we need people to help out. So if this is something that you are interested in, we will definitely take the time to talk to you about this program. If you can offer some of your leadership skills, and it's not just leading this troop. We're able to organize the troop and lead the troop, but there's value that everybody can bring. So if you have an expertise in a field and you wanted to come and talk to these girls about what you do, donating an hour of your time or donating funds to help support the troop, we would love to have that conversation with you.
Exactly. That's what I try and tell people on the show is it's just an hour, one hour. And then you get the volunteer bug.
Yeah.
But especially if you have an expertise and you just want to bring and speak about what you do, what your job is or something that you're passionate about, that's just a one-off, one-time speaking gig. And you can donate your time and get involved that way. Just one commitment, one small commitment.
Right.
Go ahead.
Sure. I don't think people realize how much of an impact that hour or 2 hours can have on not just girls of Troop 6000, but girls everywhere in our community. There's a lot of stuff out there in the world. Kids are on social media. The news is at your fingertips. And I think that there's a feeling of just feeling unsure and not sure what they're supposed to do next. So if you can come in and just talk about your story and how you got into the position that you feel is a success, and just talk about some of the hardships that you faced, or I was talking to Nicole earlier about her daughter trying to figure out her college major. Going through those, everybody has those questions, and if you can talk about your story and how you got over that hurdle, that's a huge win for all of us.
Right, to become a mentor, maybe. Mm-hmm. When I ran a troop in Plainfield, I had a woman, a neighbor of mine, who had been in the Peace Corps. And she came and talked about that whole experience about the application process and what she did. And then she ended up meeting her husband, which I think about 80% of the Peace Corps volunteers end up marrying someone in there. But the Peace Corps, probably a lot of them had never even heard of the Peace Corps or knew what it was about. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
I have a question about the shelter. So who facilitates the meeting? Is it Girl Scout staff that comes in and does that?
So we actually hired someone specifically for our specialized programs.
Okay.
So we will have somebody who's doing the planning and the organizing. And then with a typical troop, it's really it's volunteer led.
Right.
But in this situation where these are highly specialized and we want to make sure that these girls are having a consistent experience and that it is a partnership with the shelter. We do have somebody on staff who is facilitating those meetings and organizing the curriculum for the girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we talked about Troop 6000. The other really exciting thing you're doing is
Girl Scouts Beyond
Bars.
There
you go.
Yeah, so this is actually a program that's been around for many, many years, and a handful of councils have decided to participate in it. Our council, prior to being Heart of New Jersey, was a participant in Girl Scouts Beyond Bars, and we are happy to be launching it again. So this one is actually, it's more than in the planning stages. We have already started some of the legwork to get this going. And what this program is, it is a program specifically for girls whose mothers are incarcerated. So we are working with Edna Mahan Correctional Facility out in Clinton, and we have already had meetings with these mothers, and their daughters will be participating in this troop. So what this troop is, it's a chance for mothers and daughters to come together in an environment where they're learning something together. The mothers who are in prison will be taking the lead on actually planning some of the meetings. So there's a real benefit for them because they're able to do something that they know is having an impact on their daughter. But then their daughter is similar to Troop 6000, going to be in a troop with girls who are in situations like them. So it's, again, creating a safe space for them to kind of talk about what they're going through.
In a comfort zone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the way that this particular troop works is once a month, the girls will be going out to the facility to meet with their mothers, and there'll be a curriculum there that they'll be going through together. And then the second meeting of the month, it will take place in their own community. So they'll just do their normal Girl Scout things. Perhaps they'll go for a badge or participate in a journey or a field trip or be part of the service unit. So there's a really cool aspect to this program because similar to Troop 6000, these girls are getting to experience something that maybe they wouldn't otherwise be a part of. Mm-hmm. And maybe they didn't know that Girl Scouts could be for them, but it absolutely is for them. And we really believe that the skills that they'll learn and the friends they'll meet will really last a lifetime.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And is this going to be facilitated by this person you talked about?
So okay. This person will be in charge of both of these programs.
Great.
And this Girl Scouts Beyond Bars will also be piloting. We are piloting in Newark.
Wow.
Yeah. So the reason we're doing that is because transportation is, we're making sure that we can get these girls from their homes to the facility and back again and, you know, in a reasonable time frame. But our hopes for both of these programs is to expand. But in order to do that, we need a lot of hands on deck and we need people to be able to help us out with that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We also talked a little bit about impact, that these girls that are doing Gold Awards, they're mm-hmm. making an impact where they're passing legislation, they're opening schools, they're teaching, they're all kinds of things. They run the gamut. The one girl that I knew got her Gold Award, and she got one of the Women of Achievement Awards. So mm-hmm. they pick 10 girls each year from the entire country that get this specific
Young Women of Distinction.
Young Women of Distinction, that's mm-hmm. right. And her sibling was special needs.
Yes.
And so she did a whole comic book and all kinds of things associated with the sibling of a special needs child. And it was amazing, incredible.
Yeah, she's our good friend, Julie Averback. We love her. She's at Yale now.
So wow.
She's really making a great life for herself, and we're excited about, I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg for what she's about to achieve in her life. And she really talks a lot about how Girl Scouts gave her the foundation to believe that she could do these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we talk to girls, and I think this goes beyond Girl Scouts. When you're talking to a child about making an impact or making a change, it does not have to be to that level. It can just be making an impact on one individual and having that domino effect. So, on February 22nd, we have our World Thinking Day, and the theme this year is Make an Impact.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's really, the goal is to get girls outside in their community and have them look around and see how could I make a change. And then they realize that their voice does matter. It's one small thing. And if they want to go for the gold and make that huge impact, by all means, we will not stop them. And we, in fact, will help them get there. But it's really about what you can do to make that change. There's a great story out of one of our troops in Hoboken. They partnered with the Hoboken Historical Museum to create an app. And what their app is, it's basically a walking tour of the city. And you think, okay, well, how does that make an impact? But people within the community are using their app now because they're learning that there's historical sites in their town that they didn't know about, or different landmarks and monuments that they can visit, different houses of worship and places to eat. But then for the tourists who are going there, they're using this app to get around. And why this made an impact is because these girls, similar to what we talked about before, they had to partner with all those businesses.
Right.
And it creates a sense of community that they're now all part of this walking tour, and it's a pretty cool thing. So they use their skills and technology to build an app, which is just crazy in itself, because I don't think I would know the first thing about building an app. So kudos to them for doing that, but then using it in a way that they can benefit their own community.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I noticed that some of the community blogs are talking about their app, and that's a really fun thing. So they're making an impact on their own community just by getting the word out about other businesses, and that's huge.
Right, because when you tend to live in an environment, you don't go to see the tourist attractions because you figure you always can. I lived in St. Louis for several years. I never made it in the Arch. It's good to have an app to remind you, like, hey, check this out. It's really cool.
Yeah, they always say you should be a tourist in your own town, but I don't think many of us are.
Yes.
But it's just about getting people out in their community and getting them to experiencing the world around them. So that's just a small story that is making an impact in their own world. And then you have things that girls are doing on a daily basis, like cleaning up a park or mm-hmm. gardening. Or we have a great story where a troop of girls is working with restaurant owners to make sure that their restaurants are handicap accessible. Like, there's a lot of things that these girls are doing. One of the statistics that GSUSA put out is that our Girl Scouts account for 75 million hours of service throughout the country. 75
That's
million
incredible.
Hours. That's incredible. And these girls are doing it because they love the community they work in, and they're excited to to make an impact on it.
That's what's good about Girl Scouts is it fosters a sense of service, which I think Absolutely. Is important to establish when you're young, and it's something you can do your entire life.
Absolutely.
We've got the Hunterdon Art Museum right here in Hunterdon County, and I think they do offer some Girl Scout programs. I know they have in the past, right? Is there anything currently going on?
We partner with many local organizations because, like I mentioned before, we're a staff of 50 people. So we try to generate as many programs and mm-hmm. as many opportunities as we can. But we are not the expert in every single community. Mm-hmm. So we do partner with local museums and rec centers and whatnot to deliver programming. We have a full events calendar on our website. You can visit us at gshnj.org that has things that are going on. But please visit your local community centers as well, because there may be things that a troop is specifically doing within a community center or community, rather, that we wouldn't know exactly about, but the girls might be doing it for a project or whatnot. But,
or at the YMCA, yeah, exactly. Sometimes, things like that. Yeah.
Even working at Girl Scouts Heart of New Jersey, there's so much that the girls do that is all around us that you don't even realize that mm-hmm. it might have been a Girl Scout thing. So we try to collect as much information as we can to get it out to the public, but definitely look within your local newspaper or whatnot to see what the girls are doing and where you can kind of interact with them and see what they're up to.
Right, right. And girls are fostering all these skills at an early age. And then if we want to turn a little bit towards the, not the political landscape, but the activism landscape. Mm-hmm. And the march was this past weekend, the mm-hmm. Women's March. And people might not know that all three U.S. Secretaries of State and heads of business and people in government, I think a resounding 80% of them all have a Girl Scout background.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable when you start looking to people's backgrounds and, oh, that person was a Girl Scout and she was a Girl Scout. And one of my favorite statistics is that nearly all of the 40 women who have flown in space have been Girl Scouts. And that
Incredible.
Is just so cool, you know, when you think about when you're younger and you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an astronaut or whatever is on the top of your list. A lot of those women who are doing that are Girl Scouts and have been Girl Scouts. We always say that we're 1 in 52 million, because that's the amount of Girl Scouts that we have in our program worldwide. So it's really being part, 59 million.
Wow.
So we really have a huge network of people that girls can be a part of. When I talk to parents and they're wondering if Girl Scouts is for them, I say, you know, the programming is great and the skills she'll learn are unbelievable, but the people she meets are really is a benefit that I don't think people think
it's
about.
It's all about the people.
It is. It's all about the networking.
Connections, correct.
Yeah. So she might meet somebody who is doing something that she wants to do, and to have that connection with that person and possibly become a mentor and help her as she goes through her schooling and career. Like, that's something that we can't put a price tag on. It's an amazing benefit of being a Girl Scout, is the network of women that you'll be surrounded by.
Right. And talking about the astronauts in the space program, the current CEO of Girl Scouts USA, Sylvia Acevedo, mm-hmm. is literally a rocket scientist from Stanford, I think, right?
Yes. So we have a large STEM initiative, and she's definitely pushing that forward, because that's obviously a passion of hers. And, she does say that she was a rocket scientist, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So she's bringing that experience and those life skills to...
And she was a Girl Scout as a girl, right?
To our organization. So I can't even talk about... I can't even really... I'm not going to do a good job telling you about all the amazing women that are in our organization, because they are amazing, and the experience that they bring with them is I don't think will be found anywhere else.
Right. And then maybe we should just touch on the thing that I like about Girl Scouts too, is that it's local, it's hyper local mm-hmm. with your troop, but it's also an iconic global organization.
Yes.
And the you said 59 million, mm-hmm. the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Yes.
So there's Girl Scouts in every country on every corner of the globe, right?
Yes, there are. So in the US, we are known as Girl Scouts, but throughout the rest of the world, they're known as Girl Guides. And there are truly Girl Guides and Girl Scouts throughout the entire world. We had a group of our own Girl Scouts last year participate in an experience where they went to London, Paris, and Switzerland, and they met other girl guides. They stayed at some of our, we have like our, the best way to describe it is like a Girl Scout headquarters within the world. So it's one of our girl center, our Girl Scout centers, and they got to stay there and meet other people. And although like our fundamentals are the same, they of course are bringing with them their own cultures and their own mm-hmm. beliefs. And it's amazing that this is a worldwide organization. And I do have to talk about when we're thinking big and we're thinking globally, I can't forget about our cookies and, you know, our cookie sale. That is actually the largest girl-led business in the world.
Amazing.
Which is amazing. So when you're buying cookies and you see girls out there selling cookies, they're not just selling just to sell. They're selling because they have real goals, and there's things they want to do with those cookie proceeds to, you know, whether it's make an impact on their community or there's a trip that they want to take as a troop. There's real planning that goes into their goals to sell those cookies.
And there are many entrepreneurs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They're their own business leaders.
It's truly a business. They're strategizing. They're out there planning. They're making connections. And they're doing a heck of a job. We sell millions and millions of cookies each year. And it's the girls who are doing it. So it's amazing.
And I think I read that the s'mores cookies are back.
They're back, yes.
People love the s'mores. I'm still a thin mint person, true to heart. But the s'mores, I think everyone's excited about the s'mores.
Yes, they're delicious. So we're very excited they are back. So definitely if you see girls out there selling cookies, please help support them because there's, like I said, there's a real reason they're out there selling.
And the cookie money goes directly to the troop, right?
There's a part of it that goes to the troop and there's a part of it that goes to council. But it truly is the largest girl-led business. So when they're selling those cookies, their proceeds go directly to them and they are doing great things with those money. So it's imperative to all the girls' success.
Right, and for those people who made a New Year's resolution to not eat as many sweets, you can still buy Girl Scout cookies and donate them to the troops.
Yes, that's one of the
double opportunity for service.
Yes, so you don't have to buy them for yourself. You can donate them to the troops. We take care of all the shipping. We take care of everything. And then our troops who are working really hard overseas get amazing Girl Scout cookies, and they know that somebody's thinking about them back home.
Right. So you get to help Girl Scouts and the veterans, yes. or and the troops. I mean,
it's a twofer.
Two for one. Well, double whammy is all I like
yes,
to say.
Yes, exactly.
That is great. Are there any other certain initiatives right now or what's your favorite part about being a Girl Scout or working for Girl Scouts, would you say?
You know, it's really just seeing what these girls are capable of. I mean, I just can't say enough about the amazing things they do. And I'm so proud to be part of an organization that supports girls in achieving their dreams. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of. And I just think that these girls, we're seeing them at their, you know, in their youth, and I think that they're truly going to become great, and they believe that, which is great. And I think that a lot of times you meet girls who maybe are a little bit unsure, and we really try to create an environment where they believe that they can truly do anything. And I think that being part of this organization, just seeing that happen and seeing these girls achieve their dreams is, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Exactly. And I mentioned that I was a campfire girl because Girl Scouts wasn't offered when mm-hmm. I grew up or where I grew up at the time. But now they have a program. If for some reason you don't have girls in your community that can join you in creating a troop or you don't have all the resources, maybe we can talk a little bit about the Juliet program.
Yeah. So we have changed our terminology a bit about the Juliet program.
Okay.
They're now recognized as individually registered members, and that's to make sure that we are in line with what GSUSA is saying so that we're not confusing people with, are they an individually registered member or Juliet? It's one and the same.
Oh, okay.
But what that means is we understand that girls are busy and parents are busy as well, and we know that for girls to participate in any activity, whether it's Girl Scouts or sports or whatnot, they need parents around to be able to get them there and make sure it fits into everybody's schedule. But what an individually registered member, what we call an IRM for short,
okay.
What they can do is they can participate in Girl Scouts on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. And what they need in order to start is to be a registered Girl Scout, but also they need a mentor. Mm-hmm. So this mentor could be a parent, it could be somebody, a family member, it could be a family friend, but this is the person that you believe will truly help their Girl Scout go through the Girl Scout leadership experience. What's great about being an IRM is you can do those things on your own time, but you still can participate in any service unit, which is your community. So any Girl Scout community activity or any council activity. And of course, you can't forget camp. So as an IRM, you can do any of those things. You can sell our products. You can sell cookies. You can sell nuts and magazines in the fall. You can do all those things. You can earn your awards, but you can do it on a time and in a flexible schedule that works for you and your family.
Right, and maybe, right, and in the summer when maybe they have more time, Girl Scouts has an extensive network of camps and facilities that people can take advantage of. Do you want to talk about those?
Oh, absolutely. We love camp. We have three camp properties. We have Camp DeWitt, which is actually closest to where we're sitting now. It's in Hillsboro. We have the Oval, which is in Maplewood. Mm-hmm. And then we have Camp Hoover, which is our resident camp, which is a little bit further north. Mm-hmm. But those are all fantastic day camps. Camp DeWitt, we had Camp DeWitt for years. Due to a fire a few years back, it closed for a few years. We reopened last year. Okay. So this is our second year of being back in business. And all three camp properties are amazing. Girls who go to camp, they make lifelong friends. They just kind of get out of their comfort zone. They're experiencing new things. They're running around. You know, they're being kids, and mm-hmm. it's great. But there's so much that camp offers, and we're big proponents of sending girls to camp. We have three camps right in our own backyard that girls, as part of whether they're a troop member or an individually registered member, can be a part of. So I definitely recommend going to camp. And if your girl is not a Girl Scout currently, she can still participate in camp. This is a camp for girls. And as part of her Girl Scout camping experience, she would just become a member as part of that registration. So,
oh, good to know.
Yeah. So it's not for a current Girl Scout. Any girl can go.
It's a good way to try Girl
Scouts.
Right?
Absolutely.
Give it a try.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When we moved here, we moved from Southern California to New Jersey, and my daughter was in second grade. And the very first thing I did was contact local council over the summer to get her involved in the troop, the local troop. And she made friends before school started, and it was a really nice, friendly transition for her. And I signed her up for camp right from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to get the girls outside and meeting new people. Mm-hmm. When they're in their own community, they typically are with girls from their schools, which makes obviously perfect sense. But going to camp, they're meeting girls from all over. And we have girls who come from other countries to our camps. We have counselors who are from out of country. So, I mean, the people that they're meeting and the friends that they're making, they truly last a lifetime.
Yeah, it's so important to get a different perspective.
Yes.
Because if you're growing up in your bubble, like a lot of us in New Jersey
sure.
are, you don't really understand what other people go through. Or just it's really interesting to find out what their history is and what they like and what they do in, you know, where they're growing up. It's mm-hmm. really nice to get perspective.
And it's fun year after year to go to camp and see your friends there. And we have girls who go from DeWitt to the Oval to Hoover, and some of them go for 2-3 weeks at a time, and they're having an absolute blast. And they're having fun, and like I said, they're getting outside of their comfort zone, they're learning new skills, and camp it's an experience in of itself.
Yeah, just let down your guard and have some good, clean outdoor fun.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back with Tara Fakwire, yes, from Girl Scouts Hearts of New Jersey. And we would like to tell people how to get involved. Some people think that if they don't have a child or a grandchild or a little girl that they can put in a Girl Scout troop, then they're out. But that's not true. If you've got girls that have grown and gone and have Girl Scout experience, or were a Girl Scout yourself and have got some free time, we're going to tell you how you can get involved.
Absolutely. And you don't even have to have Girl Scout experience as a prerequisite to be part of our organization. If you're willing to lend a helping hand, then we will, you know, take you through this process. So there's a lot of different ways you can volunteer. As I mentioned before, you could talk about your experiences. We have a speakers bureau, which is more of an episodic volunteer opportunity. So if there's a couple things that you feel like you could lend some expertise on, give us a call, visit our website, and we can get you on that database. What that is if you, let's say you are in the field of, biology, and you want to talk to girls about what you do from a day-to-day basis, we can put you on the speakers bureau list. And when a troop calls in to us and says, gosh, you know, I want to do this program on this particular subject, then we say, oh, great, we actually have this person who's a subject matter expert, and we will connect you, and you can volunteer in that way. And that's, you know, like that's maybe an hour or two at random. So there's really no set requirement for that, and that's really based on your schedule. We also have the traditional troop leadership experience, so you can become a troop leader, and you do not need to have a child in Girl Scouts in order to be a troop leader. And you can be a male as well. You do not have to be a female to be a Girl Scout leader. We have a lot of troop dads who do a great job. And the troop leadership experience, it's not as scary as it sounds. A lot of times when I'm out in the community and people say, I want to get involved, but I don't know what entails. We talk to you through this process. We help you out. There's multiple trainings, and they're all online. They are live webinars, so you have an opportunity to ask those questions. But they're flexible, and we make sure that when you start as a troop leader, you feel like you have the right knowledge and materials to be successful. We really want our troop leaders to have a great time. It is about the girls, but it's about our troop leaders as well. We want to make sure that they're enjoying themselves, because we know if they enjoy themselves, then they are giving a great experience to the girls. And if they stay, the girls stay, and it grows, and we continue this domino effect of building Girl Scouts within our communities. So we do give you the tools to be successful. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, part of my role is overseeing the support team, and those people directly support the volunteers. So we have a team of folks who you just call up and ask your questions, and we're there ready to help, whether it's an issue within a troop because you don't know how to work through a conflict with girls, because that can happen. Mm-hmm. We're there to help you. Or it could be something as simple as, hey, I'm thinking of taking my troop to some place for a field trip. What do I have to do? We're there to help. You are not alone in this process. So just take that first step and visit our website and click that Join Now button, and we can get the process going. But then there's other opportunities for you as well. And actually, before I move on to other opportunities, with a troop leader, if you decide to be a troop leader, it's really up to you. So in order to actually start a troop, you need another, what we call a co-leader. So you need two troop leaders to form a troop. And that's for safety reasons, of course.
And it makes it more fun to do with a friend.
Absolutely. But then at that point, once we have those two leaders, it's up to you as to how often you can meet. So if initially you think, I can only dedicate to, you know, have a troop meeting once a month, then that's what you start with. And I think you'll find that over the course of a few years, you start to meet weekly or, you know, twice a month or whatever works for you. But there's no pressure as to how often or how little you can or can't meet. So
you make it your own, right?
Exactly. We do try to be as flexible as possible. It's ultimately about the experience that the girl receives. And as I talked about before, there's service unit activities and council programs that she can participate in, even outside of her troop. So the troop meeting is essential for actual troop work and, you know, and troop activities, but it's not the only experience she'll receive.
Right. So they do maybe a basic overview webinar, right? That's like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, there's a recorded webinar that is called GS 101. That's actually about an hour.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you the basics of Girl Scouts, you know, who were we founded by, when, how long we've been in business, if you will. And then we have a basic leadership training. Okay. That's a live webinar, and that's a lengthier one. That's about 2 hours.
Okay.
But we offer that all the time. So during the day, in the evenings, again, it's about making it flexible and convenient for you. So you sign up for a webinar that works for you. And then we have the next training, which is a levels training. So for instance, if you were going to be leading our youngest Girl Scouts, they're called Daisies, you would take a Daisy level training. Mm-hmm. And this is geared to exactly what you should be doing and can expect as a Daisy leader. So we really make sure that you have the tools you need for exactly what you're going to be doing. And then, of course, we have the guides and we have the curriculum. So you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do this first meeting? We help you out. We have an online resource called the Volunteer Toolkit. Mm-hmm. And you can basically put in your troop meetings, put in the troop time, put the subject matters you want to go over, and this
agenda pops out.
Yeah, it pops out, tells you how many colored pencils you'll need for that particular activity, and you can email the parents directly from there. So we really try to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Okay, that makes sense. Also, I haven't been there, maybe you've been there, but I know that they opened a flagship store in downtown Manhattan in November, so fairly recently. Have you been to the store?
So I actually was there when they were still building it.
Okay.
Yeah, so a few of us were lucky enough to be invited to talk about what that retail experience would look like.
Oh, yeah, and you've got the expertise, right? Perfect.
So I went, I think it was back in September, I went, and I actually saw the store when it was literally in construction. Wow. We had our little, you know, our construction helmets on and went through the store, and it is at our headquarters. But it is ground level, so anybody can visit. You don't have to go into our actual office buildings.
Right on Fifth Avenue, correct?
Yeah. Yep, right on the corner there. And it's supposed to be more of an experience, but you can get all your Girl Scout goodies there. But they will be holding programs there and different activities. They haven't quite released a schedule for that, but I would definitely look towards the GSUSA website to see what's happening there.
Right, gsusa.org. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I never got to take my girls to it, but you can also sign up to bring your troop into the actual headquarters executive offices and meet some of the directors and things like that. I think that would be a cool experience.
Yeah, they do certain things throughout the year where there is kind of like an open house, or, you know, certain people will be there. So if you want to come meet so-and-so, this would be a great time.
Meet the rocket scientist.
Yes, exactly. So there are opportunities for girls to get an opportunity. There's opportunities for girls to see kind of the business workings of Girl Scouts, which I think is really important, because I think that if the girls see that they're part of something really big, it's inspiring.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people know that their parents go to an office every day or go here or there, but to actually experience it or kind of walk through and just get a feel for it. I mean, every office is different in environment and culture and all that, but just to kind of get a little feel for, you know, what this is, where it all happens. This is the epicenter, right?
Yes, it's exciting, and they're part of it. So the reason that it's still happening and great things are moving forward is because these girls are out there making an impact and being great Girl Scouts and continuing our mission forward.
That's great. Any other statistics you want to share with us? Because there's so many, I know.
No, I mean, I think that what I can just say is that Girl Scouts and the impact they're making on your community is truly all around you. I encourage you to get involved as much as you possibly can. Talk to your girls about being a Girl Scout. I know that girls are busy, and I know that there's a lot of other extracurricular opportunities for them, but I really can't say enough good things about what we do. There's a lot of opportunities for older Girl Scouts, too. So if girls are older, as we talked about earlier, and they're just getting involved, it's a great opportunity for them to become mentors to younger Girl Scouts and work on their leadership skills. And there was a study that GSUSA sent out. It was about maybe a year and a half ago, and it talked about what parents want to see for their daughters. And one of the biggest things that parents wanted to see is they wanted to see that their daughters were willing to take risks. And that's one of the things we talk about is risk-taking. We have what we call our GIRLs, and they're go-getters.
Go-getters.
Yeah, sorry.
Innovator. It's an acronym.
Risk-takers and leaders.
Yep.
I was like, oh my gosh, I just blanked out right
no,
there.
No,
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But go-getters, innovators, risk-takers, and leaders. So we really talk all the time about being a risk-taker. And if parents want to see their girls take risks, it's because that in Girl Scouts, we're able to give them the confidence to feel like they can take that risk and be okay. And you know what? If they take the risk and it doesn't work out all that well, we're here to talk about what we can do next time to make it better. So Girl Scouts is an amazing organization. It's not the Girl Scouts that you may have known from 30 or 40 years ago. We really haven't evolved, and we're doing so many great things. So definitely support your local Girl Scouts. Buy their cookies. Get your girls involved. And if you have the time to donate, please, you know, be part of our organization. And if you don't have the time but you have some extra funds, please feel free to make a monetary donation as well.
Right. So Tara's from the Girl Scout Hearts of New Jersey Council. So that's GSHNJ.org. And I have to do one quick shout out for the Princeton Community Works, which is next Monday night, the 29th. And the registration online is closed. But if you want to come down to Princeton from 5 to 9 next Monday night, it's going to be over 400 nonprofits. Seminars, speakers, it's amazing. So PrincetonCommunityWorks.org. Again, this is Nicole Smith, and this is Happy to Help. And remember, if you want to be happy, help someone else.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A terrorist attack on a charity office in Afghanistan this morning, and now ISIS claims responsibility for it. At least two people are dead, and Afghan officials say over a dozen people were wounded. Gunmen and a suicide bomber attacking the offices of Save the Children in the eastern city of Jalalabad. After a deadly attack staged by a student at a Kentucky high school yesterday morning, the governor of Kentucky says,
"And this is a wound that is going to take a long time to heal. and for some in this community will never fully heal.
Governor Matt Bevin speaking after two students were shot and killed at Marshall County High School yesterday morning. Over a dozen others were wounded, at least five of them still hospitalized, some in critical condition. No word yet on what the fellow student, a 15-year-old boy's, motive may have been. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since